She's inside a nightmare. She's inside hell, and nothing will ever be the same again. The gears grind as Catriona puts her clunky old Ford Fiesta into second and turns right into slow-moving three-lane traffic. November rain lashes the windscreen, and the wipers move frantically, barely making a difference. Just sweeping with a dull squeak as water puddles down the glass. She can't even remember getting into the car. She just knew she couldn't stay in the house. Not afterwards. A van honks to her left. She glances across to see an angry man mouthing something and making rude hand gestures. Catriona realizes she's drifted into the wrong lane, so she jerks the wheel in the opposite direction, overshooting and causing more horns to blare. "What does it matter anyway?" she mutters to herself. "Who cares?" Her nose is running, so she wipes her forefinger across her top lip, glancing in the rearview mirror as she does so. She realizes that her hands are still caked in mud, so now she has both mud and snot smeared across her face. Normally, this would concern her. Not today. Not now. Not ever again. Still, she wipes her face again, with the sleeve of her sweatshirt this time. More vehicles flash and beep her. She's trembling. She needs to get off the road. Up ahead are signposts into the shopping center car park. She'll turn in there, park for a moment. She doesn't want to think about what she'll do after that. There's a queue of traffic to get in, but eventually Catriona reaches the entrance of the multi-story, drives in, and pulls into a narrow parking space that faces a gray breeze block wall. She kills the engine. The wipers come to a stop in the center of the windscreen. It's quieter in here, away from the drumming rain and the roar of traffic. A sob almost escapes her lips, but she can't let it out. She doesn't deserve the luxury of crying. She stiffly exits the car, closing the door after her. She doesn't bother locking it. She doesn't know what she's doing, where she's going. She just follows the pedestrian signs to exit and shops, then pushes open the heavy swing doors that lead into the bright, white, clean shopping center.